Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. We have hadith number 233.
Aisha radiallahu anha, I twisted with my own hands the garlands of the budn of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who garlanded them and marked them, and then sent them to the Kaaba and stayed behind in Medina. Yet no permissible thing was regarded as illegal for him then, meaning he wasn't in the state of ihram.
In this hadith, Mother Aisha is telling us that hadi, or sacrifice, is not only to be offered by people offering ihram or doing hajj. You can offer sacrifice, as the Prophet did alayhi salatu wasalam, while he was in Medina, and she was the one who made these garlands to the sacrifice with her own hands, and the Prophet ﷺ sent these sacrifice to Mecca to be slaughtered there as a form of worship to Allah Azza wa Jal and glorification of Him. Yet she is telling us that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not in the state of ihram. So if you're sacrificing, this does not mean you have to wear a special clothes. You have to prevent yourself from intimacy with your wife. You cannot clip your nails. You cannot cut your hair. You cannot wear perfumes. No. All of these are permissible if you're sending your sacrifice to Mecca. One may have the confusion regarding the udhiyah. Udhiyah is different than hadi. Hadi is what you give to be slaughtered in Mecca, while udhiyah is what is being slaughtered in your own hometown in your presence, and you eat from it as well on the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in regard to sacrifice, you can wear what you wish, you can put perfumes, you have nothing that is forbidden for you to do if you're saying your hometown and you're sending the sacrifice. Is anything restricted for me? No. I can do whatever I wish. When it comes to udhiyah, which is the slaughtering of the sacrifice in my town on the 10th of Hajj, I'm not performing Hajj. I'm in my house. In this case, it's a different scenario. Why? Because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, when you see the moon of Dhul Hijjah, meaning in the beginning of Dhul Hijjah, and one of you intends to sacrifice, he must not touch his hair or his body until he offers his sacrifice. What does this mean? This means that when you are in the state of offering the sacrifice of al-udhiyah, you cannot clip your nails. You cannot shave or cut any part of the hair of your body as long as you're sacrificing, until you finish your sacrifice. Why? This is what the Prophet instructed, alayhi salatu wasalam, maybe just to be sharing something with the pilgrims who are doing much, much more than that, who are wearing the ihram, unable to wear trousers or shirts, unable to perfume, unable to clip their nails, unable to have intimacy. Those who are not offering pilgrimage and they're at their homes, but they intend to sacrifice, they're instructed not to touch their fingernails or their hair until they offer their sacrifice. Is this for the whole household? Is it for my wife, my children, my sisters? No. It's only for the person offering the sacrifice, which is me. The rest of my family don't share this. They can do whatever they wish. Moving on to hadith number 243. The hadith is short, so I'll read it myself. It was narrated by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, and she said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once sent sheep as hadi. And this means that the sacrifice, the hadi, must not only be from camels or from cows, but it also can be from sheep. And the Prophet ﷺ sent sheep as hadi as well. And we know that the most precious wealth to the Arabs are the camels. And this is why the majority of the Prophet ﷺ sacrificed was camels. But also this does not mean that you cannot sacrifice cows or sheep. The Prophet offered sheep, which means that it is also okay. Do you have any questions? Yes, brother there.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Salam.
My question is that the Hadi, can we ride it if I'm going from Medina to Makkah? So can I ride my Hadi?
Yes, this is a question that will be answered inshallah later on, because there's a hadith where the Prophet ﷺ instructed one of his companions to ride his hadi. And when he objected that it is hadi, it's sacrifice, how do you want me to ride it? He said, ride it. And he insisted that he rides it. So the scholars say that as long as it does not harm the sacrifice, you may ride it, and you also, if you need, you can milk it. But if it harms the hadi, no, it should be left untouched. And Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Salam.
Shaykh, we see today that when we go to Mina, there are a lot of tents that are also based in Muzdalifah, which is not the part of Mina. So how do we justify this, having the tents in Muzdalifah, when we are supposed to be in Mina?
Spending the night in Mina, the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th is mandatory. It's one of the mandatory things of Hajj. And whoever does not do this, he has to give expiation. And nowadays, due to the fact that Mina is a limited piece of land, and people are unable to take their position or their place in it, they've expanded it a little bit out to Muzdalifah. Now those who are in these tents are not considered to be in Mina, but they are exempted from staying in Mina because they cannot. And I'll give you an example. This is the masjid. If the masjid is full, what to do? You can pray outside of the masjid, in the plazas or in the open area. You can pray in the streets. You can pray outside the streets. So as long as the rows are connected, the prayer is valid. And as long as the houses or the tents are connected, then it takes the same ruling as staying in Mina. And this is what the scholars say due to the lack of space. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salam.
Today, because of the people walk from Muzdalifah to Mina and everything, some people may have some injuries or rashes. So when they apply the medication, the people say we should not apply the medication because it has a smell, it has a scent. So how to justify?
Now, this is not true. The scent that some of the creams have for easing the rash is not perfume. I'm not perfuming myself. I'm using medication. So this scent in the medication is not perfume, in the sense that if I'm invited to a wedding, I would never put this lotion or cream that is used for medication on my neck, for example, and go, because this has a beautiful scent. It is not used as a perfume. So this is permissible to have and to wear.
Sheikh, when the people from Indian subcontinent, when they go for Hajj, it seems that there is a misconception that they have to collect the stones only from Muzdalifah. So when they go to Muzdalifah, they're all busy collecting the pebbles for Jamarat.
Now we're talking ahead of the description of Hajj again, but we will come to this inshallah. We know that we have to throw the pebbles in Mina on the 10th, 11th, 12th, and optionally on the 13th. But collecting the stones is not to be done in Muzdalifah. This is not the sunnah. A lot of the Muslims do this instead of spending the night in sleeping, as the Prophet said, because they have a big day ahead of them, so they should get rest. Some of them spend their night getting and collecting these stones, and they count them. So 7 for the first day, 21 and 21, this is 42, so 49 stones for the first 3 days. Not only that, some even go to the extent of putting some soap and water and washing them, and maybe perfuming them. Yes, this is what people do. And this is a little bit strange because they believe that they are throwing the shaitan. So are you giving him a good time by perfuming it and cleaning it? You should not do this because this is not part of the sunnah and this is an innovation. Yes, brother.
If someone is going from India to Hajj, so can he buy that sacrifice from here? He can buy and cut here only.
The sacrifice of Hadi?
Yeah.
It is a must. That is not acceptable otherwise. That the Hadi must be slaughtered in Mecca. You cannot slaughter the Hadi anywhere else. Allah says in the Quran, Hadiyan Balighal Ka'bah. That the sacrifice, the Hadi, has to reach the Kaaba. Of course, when we say Kaaba, we mean the sanctuary, the Haram area, which is Mina, part of it. So when you slaughter in Mina, you slaughter in Mecca, it's the same. But you cannot slaughter in Jeddah, because this is Hajj. The sacrifice has to reach the sanctuary. It has to reach the Haram. In Udhiya, it's a different issue. In Udhiya, I may buy a sacrifice in Somalia. They're in drought and famine, and I would like to send it there. Yes, providing the companies doing that would put my name and they would say, yes, we will assign a particular sheep in your name to be slaughtered on the day of Hajj. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.